Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, joined by Adam Kaplan, NFL Insider, here in Nick's Finney Studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. The Eagles beat the New England Patriots 27-17 on Monday night in their second preseason game. And really, the result isn't the big thing. It's what did the players do on the field. And the big story is quarterback Nick Foles, who stepped in for an injured Michael Vick and worked with the first-team offense into the second half, completing 18 of 28 passes for 217 yards and two touchdowns against an interception. Adam, what impressed you the most about Foles' performance?
Poise under pressure, making big-time NFL throws. In fact, making throws, Chris, which he didn't really make at University of Arizona. Just a phenomenal performance, and look at the ball placement. It's incredible. And you see that arm strength. You just don't find guys like this in the third round much. You saw him get jacked up, looking down the gun barrel there and under pressure. These are great signs. He's so far ahead of the curve here. For a rookie quarterback, it's a great job by him and the coaches.
Two touchdowns for tight end Clay Harbor, who came into training camp battling with the likes of Brett Brackett and Chase Ford for that number two tight end spot behind Brent Celek. Well, it looks like that there's no clear, decisive way to tell whatsoever that it's going to be Harbor at number two. But I'm trying to say here is Harbor's your number two tight end.
He is. Listen, Chris, there's no competition. It's whatever competition there was, as you talked about, is gone. Harbor has responded to the challenge. He's the guy now. The issue will be, will they keep to a third tight end? Right now, we're not sure.
One of the starting positions still available on offense is at fullback, Stanley Havili. A nice inside trap run up the middle for 11 yards in the red zone. A key block on LeSean McCoy's touchdown run. And also a nice play on special teams all around. Stanley Havili doing everything that he needs to do to show that he can be a starting fullback.
Yeah, he separated himself from Iguano. I mean, the bottom line is, he's come on here a lot. I didn't think he'd be quite this advanced because he had a slow offseason, but now you mentioned special teams plays and a couple of nice blocks, and he had the nice run. I mean, he's not going to touch the ball much, but when he does, you like that little speed he had on that trap. I mean, that was a really nice run from him.
Now, staying in the backfield, Bryce Brown, seventh-round pick out of Kansas State, had an explosive run up the middle in the second half there, led to an Eagles field goal. Certainly, he has the size, the speed, all the athleticism, the awareness, the vision, everything that makes a complete running back here, Adam.
Yeah, and he also sets up his blocks well, another underrated part of his game. And this guy's been a great story. This is a seventh-round pick. He's been good. You start OTAs, and the explosiveness that we saw out of pads, now we're seeing it in pads. Change of direction, just terrific. And he's got really good hands for a big guy. Chris, we didn't see him do this in college. He's earned the third spot here. I think he separated himself clearly from Chris Paul.
Let's go to the defensive side of the football, and it starts up front. Once again, Phillip Hunt, another monster evening, forcing a fumble that was recovered by Darryl Tapp that led to an Eagles touchdown. Phillip Hunt just brings that speed off the edge time after time again, Adam.
Three sacks, two forced fumbles in two games, I think eight or nine solo tackles. He's just got high-energy player, relentless, speed rusher. You want to talk about a guy who's perfect for Washburn's nine technique. He was born to play this game. Because Jason Babin was telling me about guys who are 6'1", 6'2", 260 or less are perfect for this scheme. You see this with Phillip Hunt. And you know the one thing? He put that extra weight on, and people were curious, would he be able to handle it? He surely has handled it.
Doesn't look like he's changed one bit from a speed perspective coming off the edge. Let's go to the linebacker position. It certainly looks like the Eagles nailed second-round draft pick Michael Kendricks in terms of drafting him there. You know, you've seen the speed, the athleticism, the ability to cover sideline to sideline, making plays in the backfield, the complete package here for the Eagles.
Yeah, and you touched on it, Chris. The thing that you wonder, and we'll see this in the regular season, how teams will attack him. You did see the touchdown he gave up against the sixth tight end for the Patriots, Alex Silvestro, but that's fine. These things will happen, but you want to see the tackles for a loss. The guy had 13.5 sacks at University of California. He's a guy who could be an edge rusher. You could line him up as a jack linebacker or a joker. You'll see that. The Eagles really haven't done that. You know, remember, preseason, they're holding back a little bit, yet he's been so instinctive. Tackles for a loss, causing havoc. He's been a flash player. This is exactly what the Eagles wanted to see.
Some good signs from the secondary. We'll start with a starter in Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie. Had that ugly penalty against the Steelers. Well, he bounced back with a good pass breakup and had an interception until it was taken away by a penalty.
You don't see guys 6'2", 6'1.5 can move like this. He's instinctive. He's big. And you notice they're playing more press coverage with Rodgers-Cromartie because he can do that, and so could Asamoah. Roger Cromartie, you want to talk about getting value out of a trade? He's permanent right now.
Now, Roger Cromartie left the game because of a shoulder injury. He tried to get back in. He urged the coaches to go back in, but the coaches saying it's preseason. They're trying to take it easy. So Curtis Marsh, last year's third-round pick, comes in, and this is a guy who I thought could thrive in this bump-and-run press system, and he certainly showed some good stuff on Monday night.
Yeah, he is, and he gives them the ability to have some size off the bench. And, you know, right now the Eagles do not have a veteran backup outside corner. He's got to be it. Then Brandon Hughes had a nice breakup against the Patriots. I think right now Marsh has been one of those guys who, over the last 3 weeks, I don't want to say he's come out of nowhere, but he showed rapid improvement, Chris.
Very much so. Am Kaplan, great stuff here. As we look at some of the players who flashed during Monday night's 27-17 win over the New England Patriots, remember to tune in on Wednesday beginning at noon for Eagles Live right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Everyone, have a great Eagles Day.